Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's no telling what I might say today when my head is kind of all clogged up and my lungs too. So it's not flu, by the way, it's just the crud. I might say something that would even offend people. God grant I say something that would encourage you, the saints of God in Christ Jesus, encourage you to a stronger faith in Christ your Savior, encourage you to a life as the light of the world, as Jesus says, so that people may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Today's gospel reading for the last Sunday of the church year seems to be all about good works. You've got the coming of the Son of Man in glory at the end of the age and all the angels with him. We confess this coming in the creed every Sunday. It is an article of faith. And yet here in the last Sunday of the church year, it hits us full in the face of what his coming will be like. He will sit on his glorious throne, and no one will be able to resist him. You can resist his word in this world because that word comes to you in weakness and in lowliness, delivered by preachers such as I. You can resist the means of grace. You can say no to God, but it is only by his grace that you can say yes to him and believe in him and have confidence in him. At any rate, he will sit on his glorious throne, and no one will be able to resist him then. All hostility against him will be ended. Before him will be gathered all the nations. All the nations, this is not just a local event. This involves all of the world. All people who have ever lived are alive today or ever will live. And here, at this point, the Lord Jesus Christ will separate the people one from another, just as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. The Lord God specializes in separating. In Genesis chapter 1, he separated the light from the darkness, and that is very similar to what he is doing here. He is separating the sheep who have walked, who have lived in the light of Christ, from the goats who have rejected that light. In the parable of the net, the kingdom of heaven, Jesus says, is compared to a net that is cast into the sea and it is gathered in, and there are all kinds of fish in it. And the fishermen separate the good fish from the bad fish, the edible from the inedible. And so it will be, Jesus says, at the coming of the Son of Man. So here Jesus places the sheep on his right. In Scripture, the right hand is the hand of blessing. In Scripture, the left hand is the hand of cursing. So he places the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. And then the King, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, Jesus Christ, the glorified, ascended one, to whom all power and all heaven and earth has been given, will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father." Now notice the blessing of the Father precedes everything else. They are blessed by faith in Christ. They are blessed by God, who has given them faith and who has enabled them to persevere in this faith as they make regular use of the means of grace. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. God has prepared his kingdom of glory from before the foundation of the world. God has written the names of his people in the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world. An inheritance is not something earned. An inheritance is a gift. And so it is with the sheep who will inherit the kingdom of heaven prepared for them from the foundation of the world. In the Gospel of St. Matthew, in the Beatitudes, Jesus says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." Now, that has a dual sense. Indeed, those who make peace in Christ Jesus are the sons of God. But also, in the Hebrew idiom, to be called a son of someone indicates that you have and display the characteristics and attributes of that individual. Thus, a son of the devil portrays the characteristics and attributes of the devil. But a son of God portrays and displays the attributes and characteristics of God, being merciful, kind, gracious, generous, caring. It just comes naturally with the territory. Jesus goes on to say, to indicate how it can be known that these are blessed by God. He says, "I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." That word "visit" is very important in Scripture. God visits his people in mercy. And just as God has visited us in his mercy in the incarnation of his Son, we are to show that same mercy to others out of love for Christ, out of love for our neighbor, through faith in Christ. We were hungry for the bread of eternal life, and Christ gave us that bread. We were thirsty to drink of the rivers of the water of life, and he has made us do so. We were strangers, outcast from God's kingdom, and he welcomed us through Jesus, our Savior. We were naked, and he clothed us in the white garment of his righteousness, so that our sin is covered and he does not see that sin any longer. We were sick unto death with sin, and he visited us, and he washed us in holy baptism, and he has healed us, and we now have eternal life. We were in the prison house of sin, and he came to us with the lock, the keys of the kingdom, and he set us free, absolving us of our sins. And the door of the prison house is open, and we stepped out of that house freely and entered into the household of the living God. The righteous understood none of these things. They answered the Son of Man and said, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." And thus we have Jesus's statement of why the works of the righteous are done and how they are done. You see, Jesus identifies himself closely with his holy Christian church. The church is bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. On the road to Damascus, when Saul was riding there on horseback to persecute the church, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to him and said to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute not the church, but why do you persecute me?" So, to provide through faith in Christ food for the hungry, particularly the hungry of the church, is to give Christ food. Provide the thirsty with drink is to give Christ drink. To welcome the stranger in our midst is to welcome Christ. To clothe the naked is to clothe Christ. To visit the sick and in prison is to visit Christ. For after all, he became sick unto death with your sin, that you might be healed. He was bound up in the prison house of God's wrath, so you could go free. And to provide through your tithes and your offerings and the work that you do for this church, so that these things may be fulfilled, shows you to be one of the sheep gathered at Christ's right hand. It shows you to be sheepish, having the characteristics of one of the redeemed sheep of Christ. But then there are those on the left who are told to depart from Christ, for they are cursed. They are to go into the eternal fire prepared, not for people, but for the devil and his angels. But by their neglect of good works, by their despising of the servants and people of God, they have shown themselves to be goats who had the characteristics of the devil and his angels. You see, they saw people in the church or people in general who were hungry, and they gave them no food. They saw those who were thirsty, and they gave them no drink. They saw the stranger, and they kept away from the stranger. They did not welcome the stranger. They saw those who were naked, and they did not clothe them. They saw those sick and in prison, and did not visit them. They did not display the characteristics of a sheep. They were not sheepish. They were goatish. And they were placed, Lord have mercy, they were placed at the left hand, the hand of cursing. You see, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we are called not merely to say that we love God, not merely to love our neighbor, our fellow Christians, in words, but to do so in deed. Faith is displayed by our works. Faith is displayed by the sheepish things we do. Faith is displayed when we who have been clothed in the righteousness of Christ want to see others clothed in that righteousness as well. Faith is displayed when we, the sheep of Christ, display the care and the love of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Well, the goats, those on the left, really didn't have much to say other than, "When did we see you and fail to do these things?" Jesus answered them, Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. In despising these least of these, you despised me. In failing to provide for the preaching of the gospel, you despised me. In failing to show love and concern for those in need, those whom you could have helped, you despised me. And here, on the last Sunday of the church year, we end with a strong note of the law and a strong note of the gospel. The goats who despise Christ and the least of these, his brethren, go away into eternal punishment. Their words did not matter. Their words were shown to be nothing on account of their lack of deeds. But the righteous go into eternal life, for the life of Christ was strong within them. They walked in the life of good works that God had prepared for them. Their faith was in Christ. And even when they failed to be as loving and concerned for the least of those Christ brothers, their sin was taken away because they looked to Christ and they cried out to the merciful one, "Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner." And he forgave them because they were his people. They were his sheep, redeemed by him. And their good shepherd led them through all sin, through all temptation, to the green pastures of eternal life. So, dear friends, in Christ, God has done everything to make us his sheep. Don't let any goatish impulses lead you astray. Live under the gospel as one of Christ's sheep. Continue as you have in this year, in the year to come, coming to the divine service, receiving the benefits of the gospel, listening to the preaching of his word, having your sins absolved, giving as Christ has given to you, coming to receive the sacrament of his body and blood, because again, here's the way that he feeds you who are hungry. Here is the chief way he gives you to drink who are thirsty. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. So be sheepish, in other words. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Savior.